magical gifts. The noblest of all was the hippogriff, but there were mean inky punks, grindy lows, the curious death crying jobber gnome, some gnarls and grumps and foopers, but you'd know in a jiff. The noblest of all was the hippogriff. Centers were stargazers from the very start. A boggart shape shifting, it could stop your heart. The winged cockatrice and the manticore. And just when you thought there could be no more, well, there were tree guarding bow truckles and flobber worms. The sting of the billywig could make you squirm. Some gnarls and grumps and foopers, but you'd know in a jiff. The noblest of all was the hippogriff. So Hagrid took care for the magical beasts, as Dumbledore announced at the welcome feast. Professor Kettleburn started looking grim, wanted to spend time with his remaining limb. Oh, there were acromantulas, garden gnomes, an occasional ghoul living in your home. Some gnarls and grumps and foopers, but you'd know in a jiff. The noblest of all was the hippogriff. So Hagrid taught the students how to bow and wait, but you know that Draco couldn't listen great. So Buckbeak reared, slashed his arm, and he whimpered in pain. The ministry condemned that poor beast to be slain. Now they were Chinese fireballs and common Welsh green. Hungarian horntail, it was downright mean. Some gnarls and crups and foopers, but you'd know in a jiff. The noblest of all was the hippogriff. So Harry and Hermione turned back time and saved the hippogriff from the ministry slime. Then they rescued Sirius and off they flew on the back of the noblest beast that they knew. Well, they were mean inky punks, grindy lows, the curious death crying jobber gnome, some gnarls and grumps and foopers, but you'd know in a jiff. The noblest of all was the hippogriff. Some gnarls and grumps and foopers, but you'd know in a jiff.